This is the action the big cat turned on when the place was empty. No sides or bottom, no wind blowing, but the breath of his face. The cat flipped the switch, blinked those big eternal eyes, and he dug the switch action. Yeah, I'll take it. And up is day, and down is night, just so nobody gets confused. Having cooled a whole day working on the lighting problem, he stepped back and dug what a poor seat he had for the show. Gotta have a balcony. And he did. And on the balcony, he strung some pearly gates. Next day, from the balcony, he checked out his real estate and was hip to what a swamp it really was. So he blew the day dredging and piling. And by the time the day was over, he called the wet piles water and the dry piles dirt. And just to make sure he could tell them apart, he planted flowers and beans in the dirt. And that's right, he dug it. Cranking off the fourth day, he asked himself, "Lord, what day is this?" To which he answered himself, "Beats me, Lord." Very carefully pulling his head together, he strung up a couple of pieces of what he'd dug. A big one, and a not so big one. And the rest of the light, not being wasteful by nature, he broke up into little pieces and scattered around for effect. By the time the fifth day blew in, he had the light set up, green things growing, and time ticking. Looking below to dig the action, he blew his mind that there was none. So freaking freely, he put things in the water to swim, and things above to fly, and gave them lessons so they could. Grooving sweetly into the sixth day on the good things of the day before, and fully hip to never too much of a good thing, he continued to populate on a space available basis, the space available being those piles of dirt, upon which he put creepy crawlies, mookahs, giraffes, Shetland ponies, and other beasts of questionable merit. And then he flipped. "I'm gonna make humans." And he did. Two kinds, not looking anything like the rest of the jazz, made them so they could turn on with him and his action, and told them to take care of business. That sixth day just about did it for the big cat. Being very hip, he said, "Dig. The seventh day of any week is for swinging sweetly with serenity." He looked around, dug his thing, and said, "Yeah."